Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A new proposal from Washington could soon change how Montana climbers scale their favorite peaks on public lands. The U.S. Forest Service unveiling its first ever national policy for managing recreational climbing across national forests and grasslands. The directive will establish uniform guidance for the use and maintenance of fixed anchors and equipment. This updated plan replaces a 2023 draft to align with the newly enacted Explorer Act, which explicitly recognizes recreational climbing and certain fixed anchors as appropriate uses in designated wilderness areas. Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz noted that nearly 30% of all outdoor climbing happens on national forest lands, making a nationwide policy essential for local decision makers to ensure safety and accessibility. The agency has opened a 30-day public comment period for climbers to weigh in on the proposal before it's finalized. Glacier National Park expected to open the Going to the Sun Road for the summer season today, marking a pretty average opening date after road crews are able to cope with the persistence of occasional snowstorms this spring. We'll be watching to see how road traffic develops since the park won't be using a reservation system this year for the first time since the pandemic. The park is encouraging the use of more shuttles with a revised system, and there will also be time limits for parking at Logan Pass. Montana grain farmers wrestling with their toughest economic environment in years, according to Flathead Beacon. Surging production costs and low commodity prices have left nationwide row crop production $43 billion in the hole over the last few years. Recent global supply chain disruptions have only intensified the crisis, driving Montana diesel prices up to as high as $5 a gallon this spring and sending fertilizer costs soaring. While historically high cattle prices are helping offset some of those losses, agricultural leaders are urging Congress to quickly pass the 2026 Farm Bill to provide some relief. This is the Montana State News Network.
Montana's future is on the